Well, hello there, and welcome back to episode 209 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I am joined with Mordecai.
Yeah, hello.
As we do a bit of sieving. Started another round. We're experimenting with the early game, so by all means, sometimes you have to restart a few times just to, you know, try things out, right, bud?
Yep. Just wanting to learn so then eventually I can be a sword agent.
Exactly. But with that being the case, here we are. And I'm experimenting with some things too, actually.
Oh?
Yep. But off we go. There's not a whole lot in the news this week of massive, like, holy crap, that happened kind of thing. Like, we have, oops, why did it do that? Okay. My tabs went all funky on me for some reason. But in the news, we have Chicago preparing for the potentiality of Trump making good on his threats.
What threats?
Like sending the National Guard out to Chicago. Because of all the crime in Chicago. And that's about it. You know, they're... He lost when he tried to do this in Los Angeles in court. So the idea that he thinks he'd be successful is kind of weird. But there it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he declared that the subheader title of the Department of Defense is now the Department of War. It's like, I'm sorry, but that's something that would require the act of Congress, my dude. You can't just suddenly declare it's the Department of War. You just can't. It's not possible.
Also, didn't he say he was going to be the president of peace?
Yeah, there's that too. Like, he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize and all that, except, yeah, he doesn't really. So, yeah, there's that too. That oddity. I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking, what he's doing.
His brain's weird.
He doesn't make much sense to me, that's for sure. But otherwise, I know you stepped in to look at Helldivers' latest patch a little bit. But there's really not that much that happened in this last week. So that's why we're just jumping straight into gaming.
Yeah.
And starting with politics. So what did you think of the new patch?
I really liked it, but I don't really want to run into the Hive Lord anymore.
Kind of a scary beast.
Yeah.
Now, which one is the Hive Lord in Helldivers 2?
The giant worm thingy.
The giant worm thingy. Peachy.
Yep.
So this giant worm thingy does what exactly?
Basically spits at you or throws its body on top of you.
Oh, so this is like, it'll just come up out of the ground and like do weird body slam stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's unpleasant sounding.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Because you guys even went into one of those new caves, right?
Yeah. And, also, the 500 kg bomb, that barely did anything to the Hive Lord.
Oh dear, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay then. Just, it's that armored. That's the one where you have to, like, shoot into the mouth, right?
I believe so. Honestly, I think the best way to deal with it would be with the orbital laser.
Yeah, I could see that. So something I'm noticing about Maya, by the way, I don't think I selected Maya completely, almost. But you don't want to automate your scouts. Obviously, we're playing Civ 7, but you don't want to automate your scouts because they can actually attack and they can put down traps. So basically, whenever the cooldown is up on a Jaguar trap, I put one down. So if anybody chooses to be aggressive with me in this cage, there's just going to be basically landmines sitting around for them to possibly stumble across.
Well, that's funny. You want to send me a research collaboration?
You can't send one to me?
No, because I've already sent.
Oh, okay.
To someone else. Sweet. Thank you.
Yep. So, how are the tunnels in Helldivers 2?
They are a nightmare.
They're a nightmare.
The bugs thrive in small spaces, honestly.
Oh, Peachy.
So, it's just a nightmare.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't really have that much.
No other feedback about the new patch?
Right.
Okay. Fair.
Anything else?
Well, we didn't really get a chance to play much WoW. We've been playing more Civ than we have WoW recently. I'd like to get back into Koresh and play some more Koresh with you, but we just haven't had a chance.
I'll probably switch over to my Fury Warrior, to be honest.
Oh, okay. When we do go back into Koresh?
Yeah. Reason being, he's currently my highest item level with PvP gear.
Okay. You might have a little trouble with that just based on questing. You like have to do some questing catch up, but we'll see if it's possible.
Well, I'll mostly be an escort mostly.
Oh, so you wouldn't really participate in the quests. You'd just be coming along.
Right.
To rush through it harder. Okay, well, I mean, if that's the way you want to play it.
Yeah.
I think the AI is getting smarter about becoming suzerain of things, because I'm stumbling across stuff that I can't become suzerain of because they've already been.
Huh.
So that's interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Well, with that being the case, Bud, is there anything else gaming-wise that you've done recently?
Not really.
Okay.
Honestly, I've been quite unmotivated, so mostly just been listening to music.
Yeah, and given school just restarted too, there's that bit to keep in mind, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Oh, although I did do some this morning for PvP.
Oh, cool.
Went into a epic battle.
And that went well?
No, but I still got quite a bit of honor from it.
Okay.
Epic battlegrounds are pretty good for streaming.
Okay, good.
And also, I did a normal random battleground before that one. I was a beast.
Nice.
Because, me being a Fury Warrior, I was just, threading through everything. And it was Capture the Flag.
Oh, okay.
My personal favorite for PvP.
Mm-hmm.
And I just grabbed it. I decided to look at my debuff, because holding the flag does that, apparently.
Right.
I saw that it made me more vulnerable to damage, so I was like, oh, my defensive stance would override that.
Nice.
And so I went into said defensive stance, and that made, like, three people struggle with me.
Very cool.
I was heroic leaping as much as I could.
Just to get away.
Yeah.
It's like, boing, 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 follow the bouncing warrior. That's funny. That's cool.
I did also have, my entire team escorting me. So I don't know what the rest of the horde was doing.
They were actually working together?
Yeah.
That's pleasantly surprising.
Yeah. I mean, there were probably like three of my alliance folk not escorting, but also I still don't get why I didn't have the entire horde on my butt when I had almost the entire alliance on escort duty.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh. Well, okay. I'll take it.
I'm about to finish my library.
Good.
I met someone new, Pachacuti.
Bless you. I have no idea where you are.
I don't know where you are either.
I mean, we've met, which is weird, but...
Oh, wait, maybe I know where you are, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Perfect. Put you there. So I'm following kind of the rule of expansion to give my cities the most space possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite enjoying that. But I think with that being said, we should probably call it here. I'll process the file and get dinner started, because I think your brother was also hoping to play some Civ a little later. Sure. What say you, bud?
That sounds good.
No other thoughts on things going on?
Nope.
Okay. Well, with that, pretty chill episode 209. Hello, child. What do you think of this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. The Thunderer says Passion Pineapple Punch Brisk Iced Tea is... I don't really like it. Oh well, more for me. So, with that, if you'd like to write in, podcast@flameflesh.net, leave a comment on the blog, leave a comment on the YouTube, leave a comment.
Live with honor.
Indeed. Remember, the autonomy and freedom is the right of all sentient beings.